A bill to study the formula by which public school dollars are awarded to localities died a quiet death recently in a House Rules subcommittee. Democratic delegate Jennifer McClellan of Richmond is the bill's patron. She says Richmond has been losing big because of the formula for years.
A lot of your urban cities, like Richmond, particularly your older cities, what the formula fails to account for is they've got old infrastructure they need to pay for and replace. They have significant low-income communities, special needs communities, disabled communities that need a lot of city services. So that's not accounted for in the formula. For your suburban areas that experience rapid growth, it doesn't account for the investment they need in infrastructure to meet that growth. Then in some of your rural areas, like Goochland or the Eastern Shore is a good example, they are land rich. A lot of big mansions, a lot of property, but there's not a lot of cash, and the formula doesn't account for any of that.
The formula is known as the Local Composite Index of Ability to Pay. It's been in place for 40 years, and the last time it was adjusted, 97 localities, including Richmond, lost significantly.
For every locality that has a school system, the formula measures the value of taxable real estate, adjusted gross incomes, and the sales tax base. So again, for a city like the city of Richmond that has a lot of tax-exempt property because there's a lot of state property, it's not particularly accurate on how much money the city actually gets.
McClellan's bill would have asked JLARC, the state's oversight agency, to examine how other states calculate wealth and allocate funding.
My biggest issue is when the formula was created in the 70s, indicators of wealth then are not necessarily indicators of wealth now. And particularly now that there's not as much wealth in property. There's a lot more wealth in income, and our tax system doesn't reflect that. According to the formula, the city of Richmond is a wealthier community than Henrico and Chesterfield, and anybody who lives in the region just knows that's not true.
McClellan says she intends to keep pushing for the study until it is approved. Republican delegate and House Majority Leader Kirk Cox represents Colonial Heights, another locality that lost money the last time the formula was updated. He warns that the study may create new problems rather than solutions.
Every formula creates winners and losers, and please understand, once you reconfigure it, there'll be different winners and losers. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with JLARC or somebody looking at the LCI, but some of the localities that complain that are losers, some of the poor localities, they get a lot of add-on at-risk money, et cetera, that they don't bring up to you in other cases that they get that other school systems don't. The thing you've got to be careful of once you start that kind of thing is other localities say, fine, we need to be more in the play for that money.
In other news, House Republicans are taking aim at a proposal in the Senate budget to construct a new office building for the General Assembly. Republican delegate Todd Gilbert of Shenandoah.
For centuries, tyrants and kings have plundered the public treasury and taxed their citizens to the breaking point in order to create lasting monuments to themselves. Among these glaring examples of history, the Great Pyramid, the Palace of Versailles, and the Taj Mahal, we now add the Virginia Senate Palace and House Annex, built, Mr. Speaker, to the tune of nearly $300 million. I read it somewhere, Mr. Speaker, I read it. That this project is being proposed at this moment in our history, Mr. Speaker, is unconscionable. It would be one thing, Mr. Speaker, if the General Assembly building was crumbling around us. It is not. It would be another thing if we had all the money in the world to do everything we want. We do not. Mr. Speaker, the Senate, in crafting their budget, has chosen to ignore the realities in which we find ourselves, and we in the House have not.
Democratic Senator Ed Hauck of Spotsylvania says the current use of the space is a waste of a valuable resource.
It's one of the most valuable real estate holdings in the city of Richmond. And right here at the Capitol, it could be used for multiple purposes, retail space, parking. It would be a great asset to the Commonwealth. So all we're trying to do is try to highlight that you've got this valuable piece of commercial real estate property and it's sitting here as a graveled parking lot. It's a waste of taxpayers' dollars right now.
The current General Assembly building was built in 1912 and has since been expanded three times, with the last addition added in 1964. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.